bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 22nd chapter of Luke. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Watch a baby for a little while, and you will see they want what they want when they want it. Sadly, Makita Austin of Bedford in the United Kingdom is not a baby. She is 13 years old. This year, as part of her Christmas list, she has Santa for teen rock star Justin Bieber. Makita also wanted a BlackBerry phone, a high-priced set of tennis shoes, and another pop star, Austin Mahoney. While Makita's list is interesting, her letter is frightening. In her epistle, she told Santa he had better produce two of the items or else she would, to put it politely, do him in. She also promised to make a dinner of Santa's reindeer if she didn't get her way. Makita's mother commented, "When I first found the letter, I thought it was funny. Now I think I'd better get her what she wants." Yep, just like a baby, Makita wants what she wants when she wants it. It occurs to me, from God's perspective, Makita isn't much worse than the rest of sinful humanity. When the Lord looks down upon our world, he sees many folks who, like Makita, want what they want when they want it, which is just one way of pointing out there is a mighty big difference between us and the Savior. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, part of his response included the words, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He never said or implied that the prayer should be, "My will be done in heaven as it is on earth." Not only did Jesus teach us to pray as humble petitioners, he also gave us a very real and practical example. Look at him as he knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was fully aware that he would soon be paying the penalty for sins he did not commit and die a death he did not deserve. While any regular human being might demand God treat him fairly and deliver him from such an unjust situation, Jesus continued to pray the Father's will should be done. No matter what would come, Jesus wanted the Father's will to be done. His is an example which we should follow. Indeed, God's will should always be foremost in our thoughts. Honoring Jesus for our blood-bought forgiveness and heaven-provided salvation should be at the beginning, middle, and end of every petition we bring before him. Praying, and meaning, "Your will be done," is the right and reasonable thing for members of the family of faith to do. We pray. Dear Lord, there are times when we would place our desires ahead of your wisdom. As our loving Father, help us sincerely pray, "Thy will be done." Grant us the spiritual wisdom to acknowledge your love even when we don't understand. In the name of the Savior we pray, "Thy will be done." This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.